Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winds have shifted to out of the northeast today. That'll bring in somewhat cooler air, and it'll be a little bit breezy at times, especially closer to the coast. And with winds off the ocean, just enough moisture for a few isolated showers, especially favoring Clay and St. John's County as we go through the day today. But not anything real widespread or real heavy. We did have a pocket of very heavy thunderstorms develop, showers and thunderstorms, yesterday afternoon over parts of Clay and St. John's County and southeastern Duval, with a swath of 1/2 inch to 1.5 inch rains up and down the I-95 corridor, and then about 15 to 20 miles either side of I-95 from about the rest stop at the Duval-St. Johns County line on I-95 southward all the way to the Flagler-St. Johns County line. Now, much of the rest of northeastern Florida, and that includes a good part of the metro area, did not receive nearly that significant of rainfall. There were some scattered brief heavy showers. The amounts were far, far less. 0.03 inch, for example, at CBS 47 and Fox 30 and WOKV Action News Jax, just barely enough to measure, in other words, but some localized, much-needed rainfall. Today, it's pretty sparse. Rainfall amounts will be very light, leading to a very warm and humid Thursday. Tomorrow, temperatures will jump into the low 80s, high humidity. A few afternoon showers will try to develop, and then those showers should become a little more widespread tomorrow night into Friday morning as the next strong cold front moves into the area. Now, even though the rain is fairly widespread, the amounts don't look to be all that great, averaging about 1/10 to maybe 1/4 inch, but a little bit of moisture for our soil Thursday night into Friday morning. Once that front moves through, cooler temperatures on Friday will struggle to get out of the 60s near the Florida-Georgia border, just get into low 70s south of I-10 and hold steady for a good part of the day, or even drop a little bit in the afternoon. And that'll set us up for a really cool start to the day on Saturday, but a really pretty autumn weekend overall. We'll see clearing skies Saturday, a little bit breezy, highs only in the mid-60s. Sunday, a lot of sunshine in the 40s early in the morning, but in the low 70s in the afternoon, kind of your quintessential autumn day for the end of the weekend, the way it looks right now. So the fair gets underway, the Greater Jacksonville Agricultural Fair, tomorrow, Thursday. Gates open at 5 p.m. Temperatures near 80 degrees, mostly cloudy. There may be a shower or two, but pretty warm for the start of the fair. That will not last long, obviously, as we get into Friday and your weekend. In the tropics, there are no areas of concern across the Atlantic Basin with about 3 weeks left in the Atlantic hurricane season. With Ori Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center. For News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.